Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Yes.
Is that a definitely voting primary or probably voting primary?
No, in the primary.
Definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Ron Kirk.
Who's Ron Kirk?
Yeah, he's Democratic. He's from the Democratic Party.
Okay.
Ron Kirk. Do you have a very favorable?
What?
Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Ron Kirk?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Just unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Roland Gutierrez? Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable of him?
Very unfavorable.
Oh, what about Nathan Johnson?
Favorable.
Very favorable, or just somewhat?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Clay Jenkins?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Yasmin Simon?
Who is that?
Yasmin Simon. She is a runner-up for the Democratic Party.
Okay. Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood? Favorable.
Very favorable or just somewhat?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
And the last one for this section is Victoria Nieve Criado.
Favorable.
Is it very favorable or just somewhat?
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Just favorable.
Thank you. Now, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Thank you. And which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Is it local control, like state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights? Is it education, like Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay? Is it abortion, like Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms? Is it voting rights, like restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy, or
yes.
guns?
Been
like
denied.
Voting rights? Thank you very much. And what is the next most important issue? Is it local control, education, abortion, or guns?
Guns.
Thank you very much. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? Is it one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs business-friendly message? Or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
I'm undecided.
Okay, that's fine. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon, would lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. The first one is, Yasmin Simon is a successful lawyer in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
Thank you.
Does that lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion? Hello?
Undecided.
Well, we just want to know if the statements that we have would change your mind and change in thinking that you would be voting for her, probably voting for her, or does not impact your opinion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have to get off. Thank you.
Or is there anybody else at home who would like to take the survey? Mm-hmm.